Fridays are awesome. We have one more left in the school year, and our show will resume on August 17th. First up, a significant legal ruling. It concerns President Obama's executive action on immigration. He announced it last November. The action would have allowed as many as 5 million people living in the U.S. illegally to stay in the country without the threat of being deported. Most of those affected are the parents of children born in the U.S. As an executive action, this did not go through Congress. The White House says it's legal. But no executive action had involved that many people before, and 26 states challenged it in court. In February, a federal district court judge in Texas blocked President Obama's programs that would have reduced the threat of deportations. He said the president went too far and didn't follow the correct procedures for setting new rules. The Obama administration had pushed for its programs to continue while the legal cases played out. But a federal appeals court denied that request this week. The court says it thinks the president's lawyers will ultimately lose their case. Legal experts say it could take a year or longer for the president's immigration action to be resolved in court. Originally called Freedom Tower, One World Trade Center is the tallest building in the U.S., rising at one site of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. One World Observatory opens today. A trip up to it costs $32, but the gravity of that is harder to measure.
The numbers tell part of the story. 1,250 feet above the ground, views stretching 50 miles on a clear day. Almost a decade of rebuilding.
And yet once you're up here, even on a cloudy day, those numbers give way to feelings which are, quite frankly, difficult to describe. The rumor has it that when it's clear, you can see the curvature of the earth from this point. And it's certainly true that you can feel the weight of recent history.
The construction of this building and the observatory are a fist pump for going forward, for moving forward, for saying, there is a future, and we embrace it.
Dave Checkitz is the man in charge of the day-to-day running of the observatory. Architect T.J. Gottesdiener helped design the structure itself.
It pulls at you. When you're up there and you start, you look down, you can see the memorial, you have that sense of remembrance.
It's not just about the views. The 47-second elevator ride comes complete with a 500-year time-lapse of New York's skyline.
And now you get a brief view of the World Trade Center on this side just for just a moment, and then it disappears.
And then the view itself is revealed gradually behind automatic screens. In a city crowded with skyscrapers, One World Trade Center has serious competition.
How many visitors a year?
Last year we had 4.3 million.
The Empire State Building's observatory brought in revenues of $111 million last year.
New York City is represented to so many people in the world by the Empire State Building.
Few would dispute One World Trade Center now shares that status. And with a predicted 3.8 million visitors a year to the observatory, it could well match that success. For those involved in the project, though, it already has.
When I walk by the building now, it feels right.
And do you think when people stand and look from the 100th floor out, they'll get the same feeling?
I think they'll have a very powerful feeling. Yes, I do. I think they'll feel like this was the right thing.
Claire Sebastian, CNN, New York.